Happy Easter. Well, it's somewhat bittersweet that this is my last weekend with you at Our Lady of Hope. For in about a month, I will, God willing, be ordained to the priesthood. And first of all, I'd like to thank Father Scheer, Father Saunders, Father Sly, for showing me what it is to be a priest after the heart of Jesus Christ, and how blessed you are to have such great priests here at Our Lady of Hope. Secondly, I'd like to thank the staff for all your hard work. I was talking to one of the staff members before Easter, trying to convince her to come to my parish in Nebraska. I was trying to bribe her with some Nebraska beef. I don't know if it worked. Finally, I want to thank each and every one of you for your witness and your love of the church and of Jesus Christ. You have brought me so much hope to see many of you each and every weekend, and to know that you will remain in my prayers as I ascend to the altar of God. I will offer a Mass for you. When you get into your car, you turn on the radio. A lot of times, each and every song, there's a common theme. The driving emotion that leads to most songs that are produced is the emotion of love. And what is love? What does it mean when we say, God loves us? It's quite simple, actually. God is love. He creates us in His love. He holds us in existence in His love. If He stops thinking about you or me, we would cease to exist. God holds us in existence through His love. And He has redeemed us. He has recreated us in His love on the cross. And one of the greatest manifestations of His love is what we celebrate this weekend, the Feast of the Divine Mercy. As some of you are aware, Jesus, in 1931, appeared to St. Maria Faustina Kowalska, a young, humble, and Polish nun. He came to her and asked her to be his apostle of mercy. He said, "Now is the time in which my church needs to understand mercy." And you're quite well aware that at that time in Poland, they were facing the Nazi regime, and soon they would face the communists. But he says, you know, man will not understand what it means to have peace until they seek my mercy. He said that even if the hardest of sinners comes to my mercy, I will wipe all of their sins away, even if they had as many sins as the sands of the seashore. We could be saved through His mercy. But what does this word mercy mean? In the Old Testament, in Jewish times, they would have had two notions, two ideas of what mercy was. And the first word, they would have used the word chesed. And that would have been the type of mercy in which God was going to save them from their enemies. That God, in His steadfast love, was going to crush their oppressors and lift them out to freedom. The second type of love, the Hebrew word, was rahamim. And this type of merciful love is the type that is found in a feminine way, a type of compassion. And the word rahamim comes from the word womb. This type of love, God brings about life. And so in the Old Testament, the Jews, they were looking for a Messiah, one who had a masculine type of love that would save them from their oppressors, but then also draw them in to a compassionate, loving Redeemer. And this is what they sought for. And in the Divine Mercy image, which you see before me, the Jews, they found their Messiah, Those who accepted Jesus, as we read in the first reading, they came to believe. The mercy of the Messiah is Jesus Christ. And in our gospel today, when he goes to the apostles, he says to them, "See my hands, see my side." I want to draw your attention to this image. If you could see, you could see the right hand of Christ. This right hand was known in ancient cultures, how a king would perform his deeds, how a father would bless. The right hand was called the powerful hand. A man was known by what he did with his right hand. He would save his family from his enemies by raising up his right hand to fight. And I know many fathers here, they too protect their families, their wives, their children, even their country from the enemy. So Jesus, he comes to meet us. He raises out his right hand. He pulls his hand out to pull us from the muck of sin. His strong arm has redeemed us. He has pulled us up. But that isn't all of his merciful love. His merciful love also encompasses compassion and drawing us in to his heart, in which you see his left hand, his tender hand of mercy. It draws us to him. It is the left hand of the Christ who opens up his side in this image, in which blood and water comes from his heart, to show that blood and water came from the side of Christ, and the church was born. Just as mothers who are here who have given childbirth, they know that a mother gasps for air and endures excruciating pain out of love to bring life into the world. So too did Christ when he hung upon the cross. He gasped for air in pain in order to bring life to the church. And that life, the blood and the water, we know today is the waters of baptism and the blood of the Eucharist. Our definition of love must begin by looking at the pure side of Jesus Christ. So now that we've looked at the mercy of God, how can you and I live a life filled with mercy? The first way, and we'll call this the ABCs of mercy. So A, we need to ask God continually for his mercy. He said, "Ask and you shall receive." And that's what we did at baptism. The priest asked, "What do you ask for God and the church?" And we say, "Baptism." So the white water that comes from Christ, we ask for in our baptism when we renew our promises each and every Easter year. So asking him to renew in us our baptismal promises. We also ask him to come into our hearts when we receive him in the Eucharist, in which the red rays symbolize. And lastly, we also ask him for mercy each and every time we come to the sacrament of confession. If you hadn't had the opportunity to go to confession this Lenten season, I encourage you to come tomorrow, for after each Mass, the priest will be hearing confessions. Listen to what Jesus told St. Faustina when he gave her this image. He said, "When you go to confession, to this fountain of mercy, the blood and water which comes forth from my heart always flows down upon the soul." The blood and water which comes from the heart of Christ comes to us in the sacrament of confession as a form of his love and mercy. And in our gospel today, we see how Jesus, he establishes the sacrament of confession. He gives the authority to the apostles, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven." So ask him for mercy, A. B, be merciful. If the Lord has shown us mercy, so too should we be merciful to others, to treat them with the Christian dignity that they deserve. And one of the greatest ways that we could show mercy is to give alms to the poor in charitable deeds to them. So A, ask Him for mercy. B, be merciful. And C, completely trust in the mercy of Jesus Christ. You know, our culture, we are so filled with images. They bombard us day in and day out, trying to sell us about this product, trying to entice us to come to this restaurant. But in order to reclaim our identity of children of God, we need to build into our life devotions to sacred images. And I urge you to place the Divine Mercy image in your homes and to recite the Chaplet of Divine Mercy each day, which I know some of you do so well. Jesus told St. Faustina, "I promise that a soul who recites the Chaplet of Divine Mercy will not taste the wrath of hell." It's a powerful image, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. God manifests His love for you today through the gift of His only beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. As the Father loves Christ, so too did Christ love you. Draw near to Him. Be not afraid to come to the font of mercy, the love of Jesus Christ. For in finding Christ, we find ourselves. I leave you today with some of the last words of St. John Paul II. And yes, it's a little preemptive because this Sunday, tomorrow, he will be canonized as saint. But St. John Paul II, he implemented the Feast of Divine Mercy in 2000. He said in his last words before he died, which was on the Vigil of Divine Mercy in 2005, he said this: "How much the world needs to understand and accept divine mercy. Lord, You reveal Your Father's love by Your death and resurrection. We believe in You, and we confidently repeat to You today, Jesus, I trust in You."